It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So what's your little victory?
Honestly? You really want to know?
I do, actually. I want to know.
Little victories. We made it here with all our ducks.
Yeah.
All our ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. Got out the house quick and early this morning.
Yeah.
And?
Oh, that's actually a very positive thing when you get out of the house on time.
Biggest victory of all?
What?
I remembered my cannon.
Oh,
the cannon.
What is that thing?
It's the Ecky.
Where's my phone when I
it's
need
my one
it?
It's my one-gallon jug. I've had it for years, and I be forgetting to use it all the time. And when I say I want water, this is what I mean.
DZ, we're on our third year of mornings. I've never seen that in my life. You have not used that in years, have you? Are you bringing it back?
Honestly, the last time I used it was when I was working production and overnights here.
That's what I mean. Years. And, well, I'm proud of you.
And years, you know, a couple years after that. But years here, I haven't brought this back here at all since.
Dude.
And having surgery means I'm dehydrated. Hydrated all the time and thirsty, so I gotta.
And summer.
Yeah, on top of that, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that thing is gigantic. How much does that hold?
1 gallon.
1 gallon.
1 gallon.
Of water.
Of whatever you want to put in it.
Oh, wow, that's impressive. Well, that is a little victory this morning, that you remembered your 1 gallon jug.
Yep.
Well, that's fantastic. My little victory is I have so much pain on one side of my back this morning,
No. And
I don't know why, and I am not that old, so I am going to be stretching. The little victory is I know how to fix it.
Good. We got sciatic stretches.
Something.
In the house. We'll
Thank
take
God.
Care of it, man.
This is what I work out for. I live for this.
Mm-hmm. Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, DZ, this is about washing your clothes. How you use the washer and the dryer. Actually, just the washer. Screw the dryer.
Just the washer?
Just the washer, because I bought a new washer and dryer. This
you were
weekend.
Telling me that. Yeah, yeah.
I have never purchased a washer and dryer in my life.
Never.
Why would I? When would I have bought one? I moved into every house. They had them.
They had them there?
Yeah.
Oh, you lucky.
And I've only owned 2 houses.
Okay.
One when I was married, and we got divorced pretty quickly and sold that.
Feel that.
And then when I bought this one, the washer and dryer were there.
Came
I bought this one
home.
10 years
nice.
Ago when I got divorced. So I'm really happy, but now they're starting to take a dump.
They're going.
The dryer is garbage.
You had
so,
it for like 10 plus years now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I asked for advice on Facebook, and everybody said, go get Speed Queen. And I didn't know what Speed Queen was. And they were like, it's the most basic laundry.
Yeah.
And they were like, all. And I learned that they've gone so obnoxious with cycles and amount.
Smarts.
Nobody uses those things. Like, we all use the same 3 cycles.
Basically,
oh, now you're rolling.
Basically.
Okay, fine. Nobody but
most
DZ.
Most people.
Well, that's why it's the question of the day. We're going to find out what people use, because I use the same 3 cycles. I wash all my stuff on cold so it doesn't run. Then I wash my towels on hot and blankets, and
yeah.
I use bulky for comforters. And those are
that.
The only 3, permanent press, cotton, bulky. Only 3 I've ever used on my washer in my life.
Mm.
In my life.
Okay. No, I feel you.
Cotton, permanent press, bulky.
That's
the
it.
End.
That's
and cold
it.
And hot. There's no, like.
You ain't never, you know, done the delicate.
Nope.
You ain't never done the quick wash.
Nope.
You ain't never done the tub clean.
Never done this. Nope. Never done the heavy soil.
Never.
Never changed the amount of soil.
Never changed the spin speed.
Never.
Come on, son.
Never.
Really?
Never.
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 Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Ever.
Ever. Ever. So. I went in to buy a new washer and dryer, and I said, just give me the simple one, man. I didn't get a Speed Queen. I got, Whirlpool or GE? I got it. I stayed away from the ones people said to stay away
sure.
from. No offense, Samsung, but that was the one.
They and have some technical issues. It's because
even
of the technology in it.
The woman at Home
time.
Depot said, we'll cut those right out. You're not wrong. So anyway, so they helped me. And I got a new washer and dryer. But I want to know, after having that conversation with so many people before I bought the washer and dryer, what
sure.
to buy. And
you,
all of them said,
you go deep in the rabbit hole of all this thing that you become a like part-time expert
you
on.
You don't realize like how most people don't use that many cycles on the. So what do you use, DZ? I want to hear your method.
Honestly, I haven't done laundry in a really long time.
But when you did.
But when I did.
Because you had knee surgery.
Back in the day,
come on.
8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I would use the different settings. I would change speeds just because. because I tend to really jam pack our washer and our dryer, honestly.
Yeah.
So I try to be technical on what I'm using. Mm-hmm. If I'm washing a lot of delicate material, some things that I'm trying to protect, the quote unquote dry clean stuff.
I was like what? There you go. Dry clean stuff. Okay. Yeah, sure.
I will use those delicate settings. I will only put a few items in there. But otherwise, I'm jam packing that mug.
Really?
All right. Yeah.
414-533-1037. I don't know.
I use the settings.
You're the guy that needs all the settings.
I change the levels. I make sure the water's up, the soil's there. I'm like, does this need a super wash? What? Yeah, I'll be thinking about it. I do too much.
I can't believe you're that guy. All right, so you're the guy who needs the washer and dryer with all the settings.
I do not. I'll buy the one that's more expensive, but as long as it comes with a warranty, because I recognize that I'm going to be getting it fixed more than most washers and dryers.
I just had never bought a washer and dryer because... why would I have?
Why would you?
And
if you don't need to, screw that.
When you're an adult, all of a sudden one day you're like, wow, I've never done this before. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen and Tish again.
Karen, morning.
Hey. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row.
How me?
You bet.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
All right. So, Karen, here I find myself, 40 years old, never bought a washer and dryer. Didn't know what the hell I was doing, but I did it.
Why not? Got to learn sometime.
But I learned that I just don't use much. When it comes to my washer, I don't need much.
Yeah.
I
don't either.
What do you use?
I'm like you. I use a couple settings. The only thing that maybe will differ is the water level, if I'm doing a little load or a bigger load.
Yep.
That's the only thing.
I don't even change that.
You just do the same size load every single
time.
Yeah,
but it's always huge.
it's always growing, boys.
It's always overstuffed. Let's be real.
You are so funny. I cracked up when you said, in my life.
Allie, I never bought a washer, ever.
In my life? Seriously. Oh, like, God. I don't know
that's
what
cool
I'm
that
doing.
That's cool that they've been in houses that you bought, though. For real. That's lit.
Yeah, it is a good thing if they were there.
You're a big girl now. You bought a washer and dryer.
Allie did it.
And I'm really scared because the fridge is next and I really don't want to do that one. That scares the hell out of me. No thanks. So anyway, I am a big girl now. Karen, thanks for calling. You're simple like me. Love you.
Love you guys.
Bye.
She said, rip the pamper off, girl. You're a big girl now.
She is so cute. Well, it's true. I had never bought a washer or dryer in my life. I see your text coming in. Mitch said, I'm with Allie. I don't need all that extra fluff. Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in, we've used some of the different things like Delicate Cycle, but I wouldn't have without my boyfriend telling me to. Generally, I just use casual for clothes or bulky for big things. So she's the two. She only uses two.
And here comes her man talking about, no, baby girl, we got to throw the delicates on. My underwears, especially my silks, you don't put them in no regular wash. I need a delicate press, please.
All right, one more call, and then we'll play a song and come back. Hi, Kiss, who's this?
Your boy, Ryan from Calabama.
Oh, look out, everybody. Look out. Ryan, you don't do laundry, do you?
What are all these modes that you guys are speaking of? I have that old washboard that, you know, you're scrubbing yourself with.
Come on, Ryan. You wouldn't say that you're outside in the river cleaning your clothes.
You, just tell me you don't believe
I wouldn't be in the river, bro, but I'll do it out of a buck in the back sometimes.
Listen,
God, you
it's
weirdo.
Ryan in Calabama.
All right, so
it
Ryan.
It depends on what I'm putting. I don't want to put my nasty landscaping clothes in my washer and dryer because then I feel like that lingers on other clothes.
Then you got to wash it. You got to wash the tank way too much in between, and that's
correct.
Yep.
So then I'm washing by hand my first round and then putting it in.
Wait, I thought he was joking.
I told you he wasn't.
Wait, I was checked out because I thought he was joking. You're seriously? You do them by hand?
Right hand to bottom?
Sometimes, yes.
His work clothes.
Sometimes, yes. Depending on work clothes.
When he's outside, landscaping, the landscape stuff. Is
the landscaping stuff, when it's all stained and brown with mulch, I don't want that.
It's impressive.
I give him
that. But other than that, it's one mode. And that's heavy duty with a lot of softener. And then Downy beads, man. Them Downy beads, you sprinkle like half that container in there, so you're smelling fresh.
Toxic things you want to put in the washer.
I disagree
on
the Downy beads now, but that's all right. That's your prerogative, and this was mine.
Hey, he's a bead guy. What, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your body's awake. but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So today's question of the day is about laundry and how many cycles you really use, because I had to buy a washer and dryer and I've never had to in my whole life, because why would I have?
I mean, I feel like you're not the only person.
Yeah.
For sure.
It was an amateur. It's kind of like when I bought a car for the first time in my 20s. I was scared.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing, man.
Same. For sure. You're like, how do I negotiate?
I was like, does somebody want to come with me? Anybody?
Anybody? Please? Uber guy?
Hi? Anyone? All right. So we're asking how many cycles you actually use. I use like the same two and three. The third is the bulky one when I do my comforters. Yeah. But that's it. It's cotton and permanent press.
And the bedding is the big bulky stuff. Otherwise, you're just chilling on two.
I swear. I don't use it. And you actually use all the bells and whistles,
I try to. I mean, if I got the washer for it, I might as well.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Let's go to one of our newest regulars. He's a professional volleyball player.
Whatever that means.
Oh, you know what that means.
I know. That would be high flying.
Oh, Mike in Racine. Good morning.
Buenos dias, everybody.
Buenos dias. Wait, I have to ask quick. How tall are you, Mike? We've never addressed this.
Tall enough.
How tall?
So I'm 6'4".
Nice. Oh, you are. You look really tall in your pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, my little brother's 6'6", and my dad's 6'4".
Oh, my gosh. Okay. A little better than a tall one. Okay.
Oh, it's going to be like my boys. 6'4" and 6'6". Yeah. They're going to be close to that.
Awesome. Get them. Mike, started playing volleyball, Allie.
Well, I got a coach now. You.
What up?
What about Mike?
Honestly, Mike, seriously. So how many cycles do you use with the laundry?
So, yeah, I'm just one. I put it on normal, put all of them close together.
Such a dude.
You don't even care.
I love it.
Same with the dryer. But
what?
In Europe, they don't really use dryers, so they all have just dryer racks. So.
Do you hate
usually
that?
Just hang dry.
Don't you
which
hate
is
that?
Way better.
I mean, it's better for your clothes, but it feels weird on your body for a while. It's still popular in Colombia like that. Yeah.
So you guys like that you air dry. Wait, what do you mean it's way better? Just it doesn't wear out your clothes?
It doesn't wear out the clothes.
Yeah, I don't know. I prefer in my apartment, usually I just like let them hang dry in my apartment.
Oh,
and
my
then,
God.
Hang dry your jeans it'll change your life.
Okay, you guys, I have these memories of my grandma in New Jersey, who's R.I.P., my grandma, Ruth, love ya, my Jewish grandma, very, very New Jersey.
R.I.P. Ruthie, she was amazing.
She used to hang all of her clothes in her big underwear, her big granny, her whitey tighties, you know what I'm talking
GPs.
About. And they would hang them on these clotheslines from apartment to apartment. They would be hanging, and I'd be like, Grandma!
See them chonies from every
your
angle.
Your undies are hanging in between the apartment units. What are we doing here? I can see her. She'd have like a muumuu and flip-flops on. I can see my grandma from behind hanging with her white hair. I can see it in my mouth. You know you can picture
it. Stop visualizing it for me. Why are you doing that?
That's how they did it back then, too.
Back then, I've seen it a couple times in Bayview from some of the nanas out there, too, bro. You got to be careful.
All right. Michael, I appreciate you being real and saying I use one, normal, and I throw it all in. That's such a dude. All right,
I respect
thanks.
It.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
Love, bro. Peace.
Bye. I'm scared to go to Chea and Waylon in Wabaca because Waylon's 7.
Hey, if he's doing laundry, I need to hear
There's
the answer.
There's no way.
There's no way.
Hi, Waylon. Guys.
Hi.
Morning, y'all.
Waylon, are you doing laundry? Come on.
Yeah.
Stop it. All Mom, right. Is he lying?
This is great.
Well, he helped.
Okay, good.
So I'll give him that. He's doing laundry.
Yes, he is kind of doing laundry. So what do you use?
I take out the laundry.
Okay, so what do you use? Do you throw the whole settings on? You want one button kind of guy? You let Mom do it?
I do it.
Mom, is he for real?
He loads up my laundry baskets for me. He helps me load the washer.
Aww.
I do turn the settings on because he can't really reach those
Fair.
Yet.
Fair. And so what settings are we using, Mom? Tell me what you're using.
We're that family that does laundry every day, and we only use one setting.
Whatever the biggest is.
DZ, I told you nobody uses all the bells and whistles.
Man.
I knew it. From Mike with the normal. Mike uses one.
Yeah.
She's like, no, we don't use all the extra stuff. That's why. And the lady who sold me the washer and dryer said, they're going back to the basics. Because for years, we went so crazy with the technology that it caused problems and that people got annoyed and they weren't even using them. And then mold's building up. You got all these settings and it's crazy. So that's why she said a lot of the appliances are starting to go back to to the basic and cut all that extra stuff off because it was causing problems and people weren't using it anyway.
Maybe I'm doing laundry the wrong way. I don't know, man.
Maybe you're just very specific about
Should
your laundry.
Should I start taking my other, like, more delicate clothes to the dry cleaner?
Are people
dry
cleaning?
Because that's about to be the question tomorrow.
I'm not doing that either.
Y'all got me really think about if I'm doing laundry right or wrong. Nobody else uses the special settings.
Ebony said, DZ got me weak. Them GPs.
We're talking about them granny.
The granny panties. What'd you say, Chaya?
I will have to say, Allie, I am going to be sad. I am in your boat. We bought our house, and it came with a washer and dryer. And we've been here for 5 years, and I'm going to be sad the day when my washer goes. We actually just had to replace the dryer, and I was the same. I bought the most basic model
and
ever.
And it was the cheapest, yeah.
Probably
and
so.
They were like, it's probably going to last just as long.
As long as it lasts me another 20 years, let's get it.
Woo-wee. All right. Well, I'm praying for your washer.
Yeah,
it's not that they go at the same time.
Thoughts and prayers. Prayer hand emoji.
Wash and dry.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. Today's involves picking a wedding song.
I believe so.
After losing a spouse, and now you're getting remarried, but your first spouse died. Is that the story? Something to that effect?
It's this one.
I saw it come in. I was like,
and it was crazy. So I was like, we're gonna do this one tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna do, and that's today.
Yeah, and that's
and
today.
That's today.
And that's what I mean, right now.
Okay, so read it. So is it a man or I think it was a man, right?
Yeah, it's a man.
And he lost his wife, and now he's getting remarried.
He said, Allie and DZ. I'm getting married for a second time after my first marriage unfortunately ended with my pregnant wife passing away. So they must have been married, then they got pregnant, and then she passed.
While she was pregnant.
R.I.P.
Horrible.
Dude, so sorry. Normal first dance songs don't really fit for this situation. I'm looking for some help finding any wedding songs for a first dance that might fit my situation with my new lady. She has never been married before. I am now going to be married for a second time. I appreciate and thank you for any help with this problem.
Wait, okay, why doesn't... What does he mean nothing fits this?
He's talking about, you know how people invoke meaning behind the lyrics and apply it to their lives.
Absolutely.
And then, right?
He's absolutely.
Going, he's going, he can't play the old traditional, you know... He doesn't want to play the Here Comes the Bride jam, right? And maybe she doesn't want to play the same song
that they played. Oh, is this like the walk down the aisle, or is this the first dance?
More first dance, but this is what I'm saying. He doesn't want the traditional what you think of when you get married, right?
He wants something different.
And maybe this is a her thing, too, going, I don't want to dance to any of the same songs that you guys danced to already.
Right, but there's a million songs.
How do you pick one? If you feel like all of the songs that you hear are normally about these like first time loves, right? It could get a little
weird. Okay. I'm finding it hard to believe this guy can't find any song on the planet him think about his new love. Like,
he
really?
Out for help.
I know. I mean, obviously he's having an issue.
You know, I'm
like,
thinking
nothing,
like,
nothing. No Ed Sheeran new song. I mean, nothing in the new.
Something from her.
Something now.
You know?
Updated. Something she played for you. Okay,
know
so
some
wait.
Of the songs that she loves.
I have so many thoughts about
you
because
could
you're allowed.
Her.
You're allowed to have love again, and you're allowed to be in love, and it's not. You're allowed to have those moments. I feel like he's like holding
Part
back
shame.
From these moments, and you shouldn't. You're allowed to move on.
Mm-hmm. He needs that encouragement.
I mean,
right.
Time to.
You could play some of the songs,
you can honor
but
the
if you
old
don't,
and move on.
Right.
And that's what you got to do.
That's exactly what you got to do.
What
you
the
can't
heck?
Put any limitation on what you're trying to listen to at your wedding because the people that are going to be there that knew you in the past, they're also going to recognize that you're now in a new part of life.
I hope. I hope he's past this.
Because
I'm starting to be worried that he's not.
Well, and if he's,
and he's not ready.
If he's not.
And if he's not, he shouldn't be getting married
again. Right. He is saying she's never been married before, right? So if she's never been married, you got to acknowledge that, right?
For sure.
This is her first time being married, so you kind of got to, not appease, but ask her. What songs do you want to hear?
There you go.
What songs are going to make you happy? And if there are any songs that you feel are triggering to you, then you got to maybe
say tell her and communicate.
Something.
You should be communicating that with your new partner, right?
Otherwise,
I'm
going to say, man, my song suggestion is Pharrell Beautiful, and then keep it moving, mama. Beautiful.
Is that it?
I just want you to know you're my favorite girl.
It's not slow, though.
Maybe they're not slow dancers.
Maybe they're not slow dancers.
I don't know. He wanted a song suggestion, okay. So I gave him one.
Fair enough. 414-533-1037. I really cannot believe that they can't. I want him to really dig deep and think of a song him and her have together. Nothing. You guys are getting married. You don't have one song you share in common?
You know how you get this like creative block when you're set to do something?
I guess.
When people make you think of like on the spot, hey, tell me 3x30. And you're like, well, it's kind of like that. You get this creative mental block when somebody asks you for something so specific.
Yeah.
You go, what wedding songs? I don't know.
I understand not wanting to have any of the songs that you had with your wife who passed away. Like,
yeah.
I understand that. I just cannot believe this. Okay, so
if she was a Beatles fan, don't play no Beatles. How about
that? Things
right?
like that. Like,
right?
If you guys were really into, I don't know. Look, Bella and Kenosha said, how about Marry Me by Train?
Oh.
Remember this song?
I don't.
Never mind then. Forget it. Never mind. I was trying to actually play more of the hook for it. This was the one she was talking about. Let me see. Oh, maybe it's not going to work up here. Anyway, she was saying Marry Me by Train.
If
I don't know why,
option,
but
if you're thinking about the lyrics and you want to, you know, say something to her for y'all first dance, then you really got to talk to her about it because we don't know y'all relationship and you ain't give us enough detail. This is literally all you wrote for us, my boy.
All these people are writing in Hanging by a Moment, the acoustic version. Remember that song by Lifehouse from like the early 2000s?
Dog. It was a minute ago.
Hanging
that song
by a Moment. You guys, we need to go newer, not older. I'm worried that the older are going to be more, remind him of his wife.
More dramatic. Honestly, that could be a thing.
Stacy in Sheboygan said, when I got married, 95, we had Firehouse. Love of a Lifetime.
Okay. Maybe that song was wedding.
Hold on.
The older we go, the really the bigger chance we got, for sure. Allie, you right about that.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Kiss. Who's this? Hi.
Logan.
Oh, Logan!
Logan!
DZ played my song, so, you know, he said, beautiful.
He said, I'm being summoned.
Oh, that's why Logan called in this morning. Okay. There we go. It's your theme song. Okay, guys, knock it off. You too. You played football in college. Doesn't mean you get to have a grand old time on the air.
We all get to duet on the air.
Logan,
what up, man?
What's your advice? Because his first wife died. He's getting remarried. And now he wrote into What Would DZ Do and doesn't know how to pick a wedding song.
A new first dance song, yeah.
You know, obviously, I think you just got to pick what's best for both of you at the end of the day. Like,
what songs
are unfortunate?
Repeat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, my Dan and I song that we danced to was Speechless by Dan Shay.
Never heard it because it's country, but I know who Dan and Shay is.
I couldn't tell you the melody, though.
But okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but
no,
he,
I mean,
yeah.
Go ahead.
But no, I think at the end of the day, like I said, I think you just got to, like, you know, take, you know, account for her emotion and stuff like that and figure out what she likes and then embody that. But at the end of the day, like, it's still your second wedding. And, you know, I think a lot of people put the man's feelings to the side sometimes, but it's like you got to embody himself as well.
Can I tell you guys, I really
don't want to be triggered. I get it.
I remember having this discussion over and over when I got married. Granted, nobody died. Okay. But I just want to, this is triggering a memory for me when I was engaged and my ex and I got married, Owen and Hudson's dad. I remember going through this with the wedding song and being like, I just don't know. It's so important to me.
It is.
We're music
and you
people.
Get that block.
It's got to be perfect. And after like weeks, my ex-husband looked at me and he goes, what's the last wedding you went to? And I said, oh, you know, Stacy and John. He goes, what was their wedding song? And I go, I don't remember. He goes, what was the wedding before that?
I don't remember.
I go, Daniel Aaron. He goes, what was their wedding song? I go, I don't remember.
Love.
I would have died. He would have died. The point was,
we had a choreographed dance routine that I choreographed.
Boom. But he was like, do you remember anybody's wedding song? And I go, I don't. Not one.
Sure.
Not one wedding I've been to could I tell you what the hell they danced to. And I'm like, so you're right. It doesn't matter. It's about us and that's it.
Yeah.
And that moment always stuck out in my mind about things that matter and things that don't. When you're so worried, worry about yourself.
What's perfect
and what's perfect for you. Because nobody cares.
That's great.
You know what I mean?
But to that, Allie, though, I think a lot of people nowadays, are having their first dance before the dinner.
They are?
Because to your point, everybody, you know, when you are done with dinner is normally when the first dance happens.
Sure.
And how many people are getting up and going for a walk to walk the food off or yep. a smoke break or like, what, you know, bathroom. There's so many people
grab the first drink since the bar's open.
Yeah.
Again.
And true, they made us cut the cake before because they needed to serve it. Swear to God, that was part of the reason too, the cake and the dance.
Cut the cake, get them speeches out the way. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. not for sure. All that out the way. But if you're really worried and stuck on a song, you need to address it internally and whatever, you know, fits y'all bill for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take everybody's calls and texts next. Thanks, Logan.
Yeah, appreciate
it. You, fam. Love. Peace.
Later. Yeah, right. Love.
414-533-1037. Everyone is sending in their ideas. Like Jeanette in Milwaukee said, when I got married, we played Stevie B, Celebration. It's an amazing song, and we are celebrating.
Hey, listen, if you really want to go unconventional, you could throw some unconventional suggestions that are not even wedding related.
That they maybe have never heard in their life.
Go into the crates. What's up? I'm ready.
Let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So today's What Would DZ Do involves a man who wrote in. He's getting married for the second time. His first wife passed away. He's a widower.
She passed away pregnant, too, I'm assuming.
So sad. Like,
that's sad.
But now he's getting married again.
Yeah.
And there can be love after that.
There can be.
And there is a lot of the times. Right. And so now he's getting married. He doesn't know what to do for the wedding song. They're stressed out about the wedding song.
He asked for some help picking a song, finding mm-hmm. a song. Maybe he just needs like a kickstart to his ideas, right? Because he could be having a creative mental block going, this is bringing up some traumatic experiences.
Sure.
I'm having some feelings and I just need some help maybe working through it. And he doesn't want to put it on his fiance. What if he doesn't want to put that stress on her? She's already stressed. It's her first wedding.
I was just thinking about something with you and Aaron as we were talking about theme songs. So Spanish is your first language.
Correct.
If people don't know this, DC's Colombian. English.
Soy colombiano, huepa, mi gente, ¿cómo estamos?
¿Cómo estás? I speak like four words, but anyway. Spanish is your first language.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously English is Aaron's first language.
Correct.
So I never thought about it till this moment. When you came up with a wedding song, how do you decide what language to put it in? Because even though you're in America, Spanish is your first language. English is her first language. I would assume you would both go with your first language.
Well,
right?
And kind of like...
How do you decide?
Kind of like you had said before this, you go into this mode where like music is so important.
It is.
It's got to be perfect. Yeah. It's got to embody everything that mm-hmm. we want. And then we went back and forth on like, then do you want it in Spanish? Do you want it in English? We wanted something a little slower, but we won't be sitting out there waltzing or doing a ballad the entire time.
Right.
My wife isn't a big dancer.
Yeah.
So if we throw some Spanish on, it's going to be salsa. You know, it's going to be going crazy. And then I'm sitting there dancing circles around my wife while she's doing
and
the Allie's
Paul Blart. And Allie's by the cake.
Two-step. You know what I'm saying?
By yourself.
You feel me? So we went with something that was more meaningful that sent a message. So Nat King Cole, L is for the way
it's a great
you
song.
Look.
It's a classic.
It is a
it's
classic.
A classic. So you guys did a dance to that?
And we're classic people. And then I went, we're not just going to sit there going back and forth two-stepping. I created a choreographed routine. We practiced it weeks before the wedding. I did.
Ballroom dancer over there?
Chill out.
Does Fred Astaire know about this?
Thankfully not, or else they would have been hit me up.
They would have been upset when they saw your moves, how bad they were.
But no, we went with something classic. That's exactly what it was, and that's how Nat King Cole came about, and honestly, the rest is history.
Awesome. Well, now I learned something new about you. You did an English one, and it was Nat King Cole. Love. That's a great song.
We love it.
I want to go.
No pun intended.
You better. I got to go to Rich in Greenfield. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Dia number two.
This man's on his way to a theme song, bro.
Buenos dias.
Flex on him.
Day dos.
Huepa. Dia
Thank
dos.
Thank you. Dia dos. Thank you. All right. So, Rich, what's your advice for this guy who's a widower and now he's getting married again? He's stressed out about the wedding song.
All right. So, I actually have a few of them. You know, you guys just brought me an idea. You know, if they're looking for something in Spanish, you know, I definitely
don't think they are.
But we don't know.
If they don't understand
Spanish,
it, then they don't feel it.
I recommend something called Te Presumo, which means, you know, something that I show you off, meaning that she's perfect. Otherwise, it's going to be something by Ed Sheeran called Perfect.
Ed Sheeran. People have been texting that in.
A lot of Ed Sheeran. I'm already knowing.
Perfect.
The perfect song. I definitely love that one. You know, just tell the world, you know, that she's perfect the way she is, no matter what.
If you don't find your Daniel Caesar jam and just keep it pushing.
Can I read something? Because this is where I've been thinking. By the way, whoever said, okay, I changed my mind, it's time for the percolator, knock it off. Okay?
wait, time for the percolator.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. Okay, listen.
That could be the second song.
right.
That's the transition.
Dude, my kids don't know anything about the percolator. Come on. This is what they texted. They said, fam, is it just me or is it weird they don't have a song they love? We had a hard time choosing, but that was because we have so many. This guy needs to focus on this bride.
Just one song. You're not even worried about a playlist. You just need one perfect song, but that's the perfect word throws too much meaning and too much worry for people.
Well, I don't know. Thank you for calling, Rich. We're going to figure this out. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You guys have a good day. Thank you very much.
You too, man.
Bye.
Rap, I love, bro. Peace.
Bye. All right, last but not least, let's go to her. She's a fan favorite. Lord, help us all. Amanda in Racine. Good morning. Hey. Buenos dias.
Hueva.
I don't always have good advice, but I mean, I can make it fun, you know?
You're 50-50.
Well, you are 50-50. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Amanda. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
The cardigan be making you crazy sometimes, but we still love you, okay?
I know, right? Yeah.
Cardigan. Amanda. Okay, so what's your advice for this guy who's lost his first wife and now he's getting married again? He doesn't know what song to pick.
I think he could do something different. I mean, I didn't even care what people wanted. I did what I wanted. I did contemplate with my husband, though, because I did like a country song, which I love Keith Urban. But I kind of went off of that. But, I mean, I would have done a hard rock song, honestly, if it was my way.
She would have been out there headbanging
in dead man. Yes!
Come on! Are you kidding?
Amanda, this is one of the bad 50s.
Yeah, nothing screams I'm in love like a mosh pit song. What the hell?
I gotta find it.
DZ, give me the cord.
I threw it as far as I could.
You did. You threw it to me. I forget you can't move very far. You just had knee surgery. I've been looking for this clip everywhere. Oh, my
goodness.
Oh,
it's been everywhere.
Oh, so we just played Justin Bieber. He's got a new album out. But if you haven't seen this, boy, let me go to this. Hudson sent it to me 10 times, and I said, of course I've
seen it. You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you.
It's not clocking to you.
It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business, is it? I don't give a f- if you're excited. I'm a human being. You're standing around my car at the beach.
At
you know
the
what I'm saying?
Beach.
You don't think I'm a real f-ing guy, do you? I'm a dad. I'm a husband. You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you. It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business, is it?
I'm sorry, you guys. So if you haven't seen that clip, that's where the joke is coming from. If you hear people quoting,
it's not clocking you.
I'm standing on business.
Yeah.
That's Justin Bieber losing it the other day on the paparazzi. And then the album came out. It was perfect timing.
It was a few weeks back. And now at this point in his career, that man is notorious for unleashing some words on the pops. Because they be surrounding him. And it was even wilder because, you know, one of our new coworkers, a.k.a. boss, Brett, had one of the first interviews that man did when he was still just young Bieber. People weren't believers. They didn't even know what to believe in the day.
Oh.
And he was a little sad.
That nobody knew who he was.
And that, right, like realistically, he had done this whole, you know, press release, press tour, whatever, and was like, man, people ain't coming up to me like that. And now look at you now. Now is it clocking to you? This is what you asked for, my boy.
I don't know what year that was that Brett was the night guy here, but that was the story. Justin Bieber walked right up to the Kiss tent at the fair, at the Wisconsin State Fair, and nobody knew who he was. And then he blew up.
Yep.
It was crazy.
And now we're 9 days away from the same fair.
The same fair that Justin Bieber walked around and nobody knew who he was. People would die if they knew that they were that close to Justin Bieber back in the day.
That man wouldn't make it through the parking lot without getting mobbed nowadays at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Well, I don't blame him, though, because I'm sorry. If I was a celebrity, it would get old.
People following
me, people chasing me. I mean, Princess Diana died for a reason.
People accosting you
it's
all the
crazy.
Time.
It's crazy.
And you got to be careful what you wish for. It really is one of them scenarios.
It's
and you gotta,
not.
Yeah.
Being a celeb, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Being rich, I would.
Rich?
Being a celebrity, it's not what you think.
World famous?
Not what it's cracked up to be. And then they eat you up and they spit you out.
I swear.
So, and we all know that being on the other side.
Yep.
So
yep.
Be careful what you wish for. Want to be reality stars? Want to be TikTokers?
And when you get there, it better be clocking to you.
Yeah.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Today's Am I the Jerk comes from a wife who wants to know if she's the jerk for taking really, really long hot showers.
I mean, what's a really, really long hot shower really mean, though?
30 Allie? To 35 minutes.
I'd consider that a decently long shower.
That's a long shower.
That's a good shower.
I guess I've never actually timed myself. I just always am late to everything. I think I have time. I get in the shower. I know when it's going to be a long shower because I have to shave and all that.
You got
to
do the whole thing. Yeah, yeah.
The full shower, we call it the full body shower.
The full body shower.
The everything shower, women like to call it.
It's like a bagel, but it's a shower.
Yes, exactly. And it's phenomenal for us ladies. But let me just read the Am I the Jerk that we got. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Okay, she says, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for taking long showers? Please settle an argument in my house. I love to take long showers, hot ones at that. They last about 30 to 35 minutes if I do a full shower, and the women know what I mean. Shaving, exfoliating, etc.
Everything.
My husband and I aren't well off, but we do okay. And he yells at me every time I'm in there for more than 5 minutes. He needs to chill out. I'm not using up all the hot water, but he says I'm being wasteful and it costs money for the water. It's starting to become more than a little argument to us.
It's getting bigger then.
Mm-hmm,
it started off with a ha-ha funny, but now it's getting more serious and he's going, not for real.
Yeah.
Why are you taking such long showers?
But my showers are important to me.
I hear you.
And part of my self-care.
Could
so I don't care what he says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Am I the jerk for taking really long hot showers?
If you're taking a really long hot shower every single day,
then it's yeah. Because I mean, I'm doing these long. This is like every 3 or 4 days when I wash my hair. Then because the hair wash takes a long time, you can do a body shower 5 minutes in out,
and it really
you should be able to.
It really does depend on: are you impeding now your husband's ability to shower? Right? Are you taking up enough time and going, oh, I don't care, you're fine? If he has another shower that he could go to, or if you know he's got his shower taken care of, girl, take your time, do you?
I don't like running two showers in my house at once. I don't know why. I know I can, but I don't.
It makes the water pressure suck.
It does. And it, you know, in an old house like mine,
all of a sudden, it turns a 20-minute shower into a 5-minute shower because, the water heater's heating up two different showers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're impeding somebody's ability to do what they got to do, then I think you're a problem. If you don't care, if you're saying, nope, it's my self-care, forget you, I don't care. Let that man take his quick little 5 minutes, and then you can get in and do what you got to do.
He's saying it's just wasteful and a waste of money that she's spending way too long in there, and she's kind of enjoying herself. And it's not the same as a bath, because a bath, you run it, you leave it.
Yeah,
right?
True.
You're just going, because a bath, you can be in there for the hours, for all I care.
Listen, if I'm taking a bath, I'm going to let the hot water keep coming. I'm literally going to empty the tub and fill it with more hot water once the water gets cold.
Although I will say, as someone with teens, all of the sudden we're now taking these long showers, and I hear these boys in the bathroom for like 30 minutes, and I'm like, get out of the shower!
You're wasting the water!
You're wasting the water! And I hear myself getting old.
Are you
so
calling
now,
her the jerk?
Now I'm being the old.
Are you calling her the jerk?
Why get annoyed when my kids are in there forever? I don't know what they're doing.
What's the difference?
I don't want to know, huh?
What's the difference? He's looking at his wife going, I don't know what she's doing in there for 35-40 minutes, she's being wasteful.
True. Maybe she is. Oh, no, I don't want to say that.
Sounds like you already are, fam. I'm not trying to twist your arm.
Well, shoot. I talked myself into a corner, DZ.
And what you gonna do now?
All right, so which way are you going?
I genuinely think it's a little jerky, but if this is self-care, if he's just saying you're being wasteful, blah, blah, blah. Do what you got to do. The water is not that expensive. I think not the jerk.
Okay.
But
not
if you're,
the jerk.
You're doing it every day. That's crazy to me, though.
Yeah, that is crazy. No,
every single day, 35, 40-minute showers, that's wild.
You can do that once a week, and that's the only shower you get.
Girl, you get Tuesdays, maybe a Friday, and on Sunday just to be ready for Monday.
All right, 414-533-1037. Let me pull up the text here and see what people are saying. Jennifer and Racine said, if she pays bills, not the jerk. Mm. She doesn't, she's a jerk, because any bill adds up if you're using it constantly. Well, they're married, so...
It's all one when you're married, period.
Because when you get divorced, it's all split up. So I don't care what it is when you're married. It is what it is. 100%.
No false lies detected.
Somebody said men don't understand when an everything shower is. Let her leg hair grow and then he'll know.
That could be a way, but we ain't looking for solutions.
And everything shower means washing your hair.
Hair, yeah.
Shaving your legs. Shaving whatever else you need to shave. Yeah. Each girl has her own areas.
Sure.
And it's not just, you know, personal. It could be all kinds of things. 100%. It could be face. It could be armpits.
Legs, armpits, anything. Whatever you got to do.
Or that's whatever. And then it's exfoliating.
Scrubbing your feet.
You do like extra face mask when I wash my hair. It takes a long time.
You might even throw an avocado mask in your hair.
Totally. Totally.
I get what an everything shower is.
Yeah. So for the dudes that don't know, that don't shower.
For the guys that don't take care of themselves.
Exactly.
A little extra.
That's an everything shower. Okay. So is she the jerk for taking really long hot showers? At least 35 minutes.
I'm thinking no, since he's just being kind of catty and saying, no, it's the money. You're taking too long. If y'all are married and she pays bills, happy wife, happy life.
Somebody texted in, there's no way to do an everything shower in less than 30 minutes. Not the jerk that she's actually going quick.
I got no reference. Is that true? Can you do an everything shower in less than 30?
That's what I say. I've never timed it. I just know I'm late to everything. I give myself an hour before I got to be somewhere, and I'm always late. It never matters.
It's a no.
All right, we'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ. So the am I the jerk today is am I the jerk for taking really long hot showers? Her husband is upset and she says, I gotta take an everything shower.
Every
I got
day?
A lot to do.
Everything every day?
Oh, come on.
35, 40 minutes every day?
Well, I mean, we're women and stuff. And even men like to do those things.
I take long showers. I'm talking all the trash, but this is definitely me. I take long showers.
Okay, good. Well, then you have to be on my side. Even though I yell at my children when they do this, and I get really, really angry.
When I want to do it, it's different than when the kids want to do it.
Okay, she's a jerk for taking long showers. Her husband's had it. Let's go to Michelle in now Greenfield.
Yeah, she's a firework for sure.
Yo, she's torn between Hartford and Greenfield. She can't make up her mind. Hi, Michelle. Turn your radio down. You're not brand new. Michelle.
Did you have us on hold, Michelle?
Did you put us on mute? Should I try it again?
Listen, her theme song's already playing, man.
Michelle. Earth to Michelle.
Good morning.
Oh, Lord, there you are. Hi.
I'm driving. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. You're not brand new, though. You know how to do this. Let's go. Okay, is she the jerk for taking long showers?
No. 100% not the jerk.
That's all I needed. Have a great day. No, I'm just kidding.
Now get back to focus driving, okay?
No, but seriously, go on. Explain yourself.
So we don't know if she's got eucalyptus in the shower, number one. That could be just, This could be her, like I think Deezy said, her self-care time.
She said it was her self-care time.
Does it make her happy when she comes out of the shower? Is she putting herself together? Is she doing her hair, her makeup?
Being her true self and being comfortable, wearing a
good personality for the day, being happy. Not the jerk.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want her to feel good for you. You want her to feel good about herself.
Correct.
Let her do her self-care, even if it takes too much hot water.
So
does she smell good? Does she always look pretty?
Hopefully.
Probably, if she's taking that long of a shower.
Well, once a week. Once a week we do. Yes, we do.
It sounds like she's doing it every single day.
That's crazy. Yeah. No, that's fair.
People do. Yeah.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Michelle. Love you.
Love you more.
Bye. So she says, not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Obviously.
Stood on it.
Well, next up, he's a fan favorite. Santino's on the phone in Sheboygan.
Hey, good morning.
Hello. I had to have a husband on for this one.
Yeah.
Besides DZ, I mean.
Get the other perspective for sure.
Santino, she wants to know if she's a jerk for taking these really long hot showers. Her husband's had it.
Oh, I've had it too. Yeah, that's
nice. He's like, what? So she's a jerk, you're saying? Are you saying jerk?
That's exactly what he's saying.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. She's a big, fat jerk. Listen.
Well, I'm listening.
How long can a shower be acceptable then?
That's true.
I mean, 15 minutes should be good enough.
Should be enough?
Well, have you ever shaved your legs?
I have.
Well, first off, we got to understand how big is this hot water heater. Because, I mean, if she's using 45 minutes, that water gone.
You're asking questions I don't have answers to.
Did I not say that off air? I was you like, did. If the hot water heater ain't big enough, if you know you have an infinite amount of hot water, great, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Stop talking, my boy. Mm-hmm. But if you're running out of hot water after 20 minutes, come on.
It'd be on.
It'd be on. We got problems.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So you're going jerk, yeah. Santino. But what if the hot water doesn't run out?
Well, guess what? Maybe she should compromise. Take a half bath first, do like 15, 20 minutes in the bath, and then let that water run down to get you that nice overall sensational feeling of being submerged in the water, that nice warmth over your body that's like a hug, like for 15, 20 minutes, and then you just wash it all off in the next 15 minutes. Like, compromise here.
He said modify the shower so it doesn't take you that long.
Well, my solution would be shower at the gym. That's what I do when I want some privacy and I don't want my kids bugging me. And I go, I'm like, well, I'll just do my everything shower in my own little gym stall today.
That's not bad advice.
It's not a bad advice. We're not looking for advice, but I have done that where I just want to take, I want to be alone.
Like time.
And so I'm like, dude, I don't want to deal with them.
I'm not trying to be rushed. I'm not trying to have nobody
so
knocking on the door.
She needs to go to the gym.
She does.
Leave her husband. What?
Can I just say one thing that's off the topic? Don't get mad at me.
No, yes, I'm going to get mad. We're in the middle of Am I the Jerk?
Just split us.
What is so important? What?
Listen, my brother, Lisa's husband, Lawrence, had major back surgery.
I know. She's on the phone. Are you trying to give him a shout out?
I just wanted to tell him to get well, man. We're still praying for him. That's it.
That part for sure, though.
Okay, get well. Thank you, Santino. Goodbye.
And I bet you she's a jerk, too.
Okay, bye. I'm hanging up on him. Girl, do you hear the way he's talking about you? Unbelievable.
He's trying to butter you up. Lisa.
He's so rude.
So rude. I hung up on him, Lisa. I got your back.
Good. Just for you.
Don't worry.
Even though he was wishing your husband well.
Well, I was worried about your husband, and Santino tried to steal my fire. I don't appreciate that. This How's guy. Your husband? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's good. He's here. He's listening. I'm about to put his compression socks on him. Wife's and duties.
Yep. Nice. Well, he's not going to care when you're in the shower for 30 minutes because he can't move.
He can't do nothing about it, girl. You can take 40 minutes if you want.
He can't come and get me out. Yeah, no.
Well, you and Santino are friends in your small town of Sheboygan. People are picking up on that if they haven't yet. But seriously, Lisa, he said jerk.
Yeah.
So we're split down the middle.
Rude. She is not the jerk.
Duh.
Here's why. Like, does that man do stuff like go golfing with buddies? Go and do other stuff that's a quote waste of money. That's probably more money than her 30-minute shower every so often.
Oh, I was wondering where the parallel was. I was trying to understand where you were going with this, but I see where you're going with this. You're talking about time in general.
One golf takes longer than 30, 40 minutes. It takes, 4 hours usually.
And probably quadruple the cost.
Yep. She's not wrong.
So from what it sounds like, it doesn't sound like she's doing this every day. Mm-hmm. And even if it was, then you know what? I'd be like the petty one that would get like the water bill breakdown.
For the day by day. Like,
yeah, and be like, how much money is this actually going to be?
True, true. Oh, listen to her husband in the background. He's like, I got input too as well. I got something to say.
Well, now my husband just said you shouldn't be in the shower more than 15 minutes. So
okay,
I guess,
well, does he know what it's like to shave your legs and wash your hair and condition and exfoliate? Ask him. Lawrence, come on.
I cut my hair in the shower.
I didn't really mean you had to ask him, Lisa. No.
This man is just trying to survive right now. Leave him alone. Get them socks on.
She's like, give me these Percocets and let me take a nap.
Yep,
exactly. Let him go rest. Lisa, you were a genius today. Not the jerk.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Love you.
Man.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
So I want to read this text because it actually made me giggle. Somebody said, you guys, it's not a hot water heater. It's a water heater. Stop saying it's a hot water heater.
I call it whatever I want. English is my second language.
English is his second language. It's my first one, but who asked you anyway? All right, so that's it. It's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
And I may have fixed it by having more women on the phone. Who asked you, though? You
take
know?
The long shower, just though, saying. Man. I mean, we both take long showers, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
We're a long shower family.
Yeah, and you don't. You just let it be.
You just let it be. If the hot water runs out, the hot water runs out. You're going to be frustrated by it, but you don't. We've never said anything on, you're in the shower too long.
That's a wrap.
Yeah.
Not the jerk. DZ, I know we're going to give away our tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, but I can't believe I did not tell you yet. I had a huge celebrity sighting yesterday.
A huge?
In Elm Grove. I kid you not. I was driving down the road and I almost fell over when I saw this celebrity getting into their car and I went, ah! And I was so mad I didn't get a picture.
In Elm Grove.
Elm Grove on Watertown Plank, baby.
Of all places.
I saw him, the huge celebrity, and I was like, is that? And it's amazing I didn't run my car off the road when I saw him.
Did you see Henry Winkler or something?
No, I'll tell you who I saw. It was so exciting.
Vin Diesel?
Nope, it was not Vin Diesel, but it was a big celebrity. And everybody who listening will know.
They all be out here like that, bro.
They will know who he is for sure. Okay. So, and it's nobody. Well, I'm just going to shut up.
Is it somebody that could have possibly been at the Wisconsin State Fair at some point in time?
No. Well, I mean, I guess, but he wasn't.
Ooh.
I don't think that's why he's here.
Okay.
That's not why he's in town.
You know, I'm playing 21 questions now trying to figure out who you saw in Elm Grove of all places.
On Watertown Plank. And I can tell you, and I saw exactly what he walked out of. So I can tell you what he was doing. Yeah.
And where he was at.
I could see him. Yes.
So it's a he. Got it.
It's a he. And he's very famous. And I'll tell you about it next. Okay. I was so excited about the celebrity sighting I had yesterday. I was like, okay, but first let's give away these tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, shall we?
A four pack.
You're going to the fair. 414-533-1037. Don't make me do 44 again.
This is a you thing. What number you want? I was going to say 44.
Fine, 44. Caller 44. We'll give you a shot. 414-533-1037. It's a four pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, which is kicking off in 9 days, everybody.
T-minus.
9 days. Can you believe that? Sounds like a State Fair song. Something I'd be dancing to.
I can't disagree.
At the beer gardens.
Yep, or at karaoke. Yep, definitely a Wisconsin State Fair song.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and we're giving away a four pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, and then I'm going to tell you who I saw in Elm Grove yesterday. Huge celebrity sighting.
We're dying to know.
It's very exciting. I couldn't believe. I did a double take, like, and I was like, I can't believe that's him.
Is that who I think it is?
But first, Angelica is in West Bend. Hi, Angelica.
Hi.
How are ya?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good, good. I mean, I don't know what the WB's doing this morning. What you up to?
Yeah, what's happening up there?
We're getting ready to DoorDash, so.
Ooh. Oh, do you work for DoorDash?
Well, I just DoorDash part-time, so usually when I'm not having anything going on, let's just make some extra money.
Yeah, girl, that's smooth. I love it.
I don't like to cook, so I appreciate you.
Just keep cracking, Allie and DZ, when you dashing. For real, for real.
Well, Angelica, the good news is we are hooking somebody up with four tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, and you're going, girl.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
Do you have good memories from the Wisconsin State Fair? Please tell me you do.
Yes, absolutely. We go every single year, nice. And there's this vendor that, they sell shirts and dresses kind of, in the marketplace area. And every single year for the last 13 years, we visit them. We become really good friends. So, we're excited to take the whole family so they can see our new little one this year.
What vendor? What?
Yeah, so they're they sell clothes?
Basically.
Yeah, they're usually, on the outside strip, under the stadium area.
I know.
In that little stretch.
Trust me.
Yeah, the two, really nice African guys from Minnesota. They're amazing.
Well, I'm going to look for them now. I'm like, Minnesota guys!
You got the corner lot right there, bro. You see them often.
Trust me, I bought plenty of overpriced things for my children at the fair. I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, Angelica, hold on. I got to get more info from you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And I love DZ that she was the first one to not say food.
Food.
She said shopping. And I actually appreciate, because that's a huge thing at the fair.
And had the specific, she was like, my boys, we be buying dresses and shirts from them. They could get to meet my baby. Listen, they're basically cousins and family, because they said, I want them to meet our new child.
Exactly.
You don't do that with just anybody.
That's a big deal.
Environment. Wisconsin State Fair.
All right. Well, I got to get some info from Angelica, and then we're going to come right back. Give me three minutes.
So you could tell us who the celebrity was you saw out here?
I'm going to tell you next. I'm so excited to share this. I was driving down Watertown Plank yesterday, and I almost fell over.
Allie, celebrity sighting.
I've never seen this. Hold on. Okay, before I tell you what celebrity I spotted on Watertown Plank in Elm Grove yesterday, let me just say that Angelica just won State Fair tickets. We get off the air and she tells us, Allie, I took a picture with you 20 years ago when I was a kid at the fair. I'm like,
She said BT Dubs, the cool part of the story, said, girl.
You left that on the floor when we were on the air?
You left that on the floor.
What? Are you kidding?
That was so good.
I mean, you couldn't have told that when we were talking about the fair. So I was really excited about that. So Angelica, I'll see you. We'll take an updated picture. And there's so many people I'm now meeting who grew up listening, who are now in their 20s. Yep. And they're like, Allie, I have a picture when I'm a kid. Let's take one now.
She's in her 30s. She says she got a picture from when she was a kid. Teen. We're the same age, so she's 32 now.
Oh, God.
She's 32, so she went, girl, we had a picture when I was like 10 years old.
That's so funny. Okay, well, enough about me and the fair.
No, we need to recreate these pictures.
We are gonna. But I want to tell you who I saw on Watertown Plank.
Yeah.
I almost fell over. So I was on my way to an appointment. I'm going to start working with, shout out Viva Wellness. Shout out my people.
Or should we say Viva?
So I was driving down Watertown Plank to get to 124th because I needed to get up to Tosa, where they're at.
Highway. Yep.
So I'm on Watertown Plank and I cut through Elm Grove, and Elm Grove has that little strip, you know, where you can, and it's like there's train tracks, you can only go like 20 miles an hour. It's okay if you don't know. It's on Watertown Plank. It's right by the big church with the nuns.
Oh, God. Yeah. Got you. See, I need landmarks. I don't do
well with the big church with the nuns. And there's the Syndex right there. That's all I can.
Next to the Syndex.
And train tracks and a BP. I don't know how else. And there's some restaurants. Like there's a bunch of like Elm Grove spots.
It's like a cute little downtown Elm Grove looking like area ish, right?
But if you blink, it's over. Okay. So I am driving down a Watertown Plank and I'm only going like 15 because everyone goes really slow because they have one of those signs. It's like, strip. Do not go fast.
Yeah.
And I turn and I see this like smoking hot guy, right? The first thought I was smoking hot guy. And then it takes maybe a second and a half to click that it's somebody famous. And I'm like, whoa.
Smoking hot guy you've seen a lot.
Whoa. I know that guy. Whoa.
So
whoa.
Are they younger?
And then I see him. He's carrying boxes of food. He's got like styrofoam boxes. And I think he came out of Nona right on Watertown Plank, which is this like a bowl of healthy, like, you know, acai drinks and all these. So I see him and I'm like, it totally makes sense. He'd be walking out of there because he's an athlete.
He's an athlete. I knew he was an athlete. Are you making me guess?
Oh my God. So then I get on Instagram to see if he's here.
If it's true.
If it's him. Because I'm like, did I just see him on Watertown Plank?
Because it really is a lot of off seasons for a lot of sports.
Yep.
It, basically besides baseball.
Yep. Like, so now I cannot prove it was him because I didn't have time to get a picture because I had to process what I just saw.
And you were driving.
And I was driving and I didn't get a picture.
So it's not like you like saw him in the wild.
I went to his Instagram because I follow him and I looked at his story and he's with his family. Which means he's got to be in town.
Oh, his family's
and he's hot and he's married and he's got kids. So I'm not hitting on him, but he's in town.
Just acknowledging that he's,
and I
that
saw
he's cute.
Him and he was getting into a... I'm not gonna tell his business. He was getting into a very nice truck.
Okay.
And I'll just leave it at that because let him live his life when he's home in Wisconsin.
I think I'm picking up where you're putting down.
You can text in your guesses, 414-533-1037. It's not Jason Momoa. I know he was in town for the Harley Davidson Fest. I saw him. It was great. He was in town for that.
Somebody said Keith Lee, the food critic. No, I don't think it was Keith Lee,
I love Keith Lee.
Just that he's home.
But I said everybody would know who this person is. Not everybody knows who Keith Lee is.
Yeah,
and I know who Keith Lee is, but not everybody does. Somebody said Jelly Roll because he's in town for Country Thunder. It was not Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll is in town.
Oh, Teddy Swims is a good guess because he's here with Carrie Underwood for the Northwestern Mutual thing tonight.
See,
nope. These are great guesses, guys.
You know, Allie's giving us too many clues. Y'all are guessing like big, major.
Nope.
She just said family.
Home, athlete. Somebody said, I'm guessing Bucks Nation, not Bucks Nation. He's no. Nope.
That was one of my guesses. I was like, oh, somebody's home. I mean, you got to be homegrown. You got to, you know, play here.
Here comes
one of the Bucks. But then I feel like, no, you would have told me that.
It is not Tony Romo. It is not Giannis.
Tony Romo is from Wisconsin.
It's not Tony Romo. I see your text coming in. It's not Giannis. Nope. They're off season. I said they're from here. It is not Sam Decker. No.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And everybody, now they're all coming in. The correct answers.
Is it Tyler? Think about it. He plays for the Heat.
No, it's not Tyler. Nope. It's not Ryan Braun. Sorry.
Mm.
Nope. You guys ready for this?
Who is it?
It was J.J. Watt.
Ah, I knew it.
Oh, my God. He's so hot. And in the most respectful way, you guys. He's married. He's got the most beautiful kids. Holy hell, ladies.
And he's a big dude.
He's huge. I wanted to jump on him. I was like, look at this big man. Because he looked big.
And from afar, he's big, too.
Oh, my God.
He's not like a walk-up big.
You could see his muscles. Away. He's huge. That's why he stuck out. He didn't even have sunglasses on. And he's walking. He's squinting because it was so bright yesterday. And he's carrying all these boxes of food. And he goes to get in his truck. And I literally was like, was that J.J. Watt on Watertown Plank? So I go and I start going through a story, and he's home with his family, so it's gotta be.
Where's he from? He's from Pewaukee, right?
Pewaukee. Yeah. And he's with, like, his brothers and family, so I'm like, and the home. Lake, they're home. Well, so I don't want to be weird. Don't go stalk him, let him live, people. But he's home. You know? So I was like, I can't believe. Somebody said, I'm blushing for you. I'm blushing. He is so gorgeous.
Well, and they must be celebrating, because T.J. just signed a nice little extension with his team.
So is that what it is? They're all home celebrating.
Good for them. One birthday, somebody's coming up or something. Like, mm-hmm. They got a reason to be home. I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen who enjoy it.
Not ladies or gentlemen.
And gentlemen that enjoy it as well. Oh, yeah, he's married. I just want to say he's beautiful, candy. Be respectful. He's got a beautiful wife and family. But I was excited, and then I wanted to tell everybody, and there was nobody to tell.
And you ain't even snap a pic, so it's not like you could. You ain't got no proof. I could say Allie, you're lying.
It sounds like I'm lying, but I'm not. I swear, because it took a second to process once I passed him, because I saw him. I'm going about 15 down Watertown Plank.
It is close.
He's carrying the food. He's about to get in his truck, parked right on Watertown Plank.
Yep.
And by the time I processed that it was J.J. Watt, because it takes a good 10 seconds to think, like, wait, what?
And
Hold on. You normally
see these cats with helmets on, pads on, looking a little different, right? So you're like, it does take that processing speed. For sure.
I was looking to see if he posted nothing last night, so I can't prove it, but I swear it was J.J. Watt. He was so cute.
It was like when I hopped on an airplane at General Mitchell, and I literally walked onto the flight with Gucci.
No.
Word to my mother.
No.
And I looked and I was like, oh my God, that's Gucci.
No.
We are on the same flight right now.
That's cool. So what'd you say?
I was like, hey, what up, Gucci? He was pretending he was on the phone talking to somebody.
He was trying nobody would talk to him.
Exactly. Damn. But I can't get a picture because I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful. Mm-hmm. We understand the mode people are in sometimes.
Yeah, you got to leave people alone
in
there.
I'm sitting there going, dang, ain't nobody going to believe me that I'm sitting here on a flight with Gucci, man. Yeah.
Well, people try not to bug us. I'm like, we're not that famous. Like, that's not you don't want to bug like Justin Bieber. You can bug us.
You can bug me.
We're fine. We're not, leave us alone. Like, don't leave us alone. Come to us, but don't think that you can't say
I'm not that cool. Leave my kids alone.
I know. People are like, I don't want to bug you. I'm like, DZ's like, leave my kids. It doesn't bother me because people are like, it must bug you. I'm like, no, it means people are listening. Hell yeah. Nah. Come say hi.
It's awesome.
Somebody say, Gucci Mane, OMG. People are excited about that story.
People don't believe me all the time.
Really?
I was on a plane with Gucci.
They don't believe it.
Nope.
You guys can text in or call 414-533-1037 if you have any crazy celebrity sightings. But I love that story. Me, J.J. Watt, Watertown Plank.
There was. Love at first
there
sight.
There was. And then he went home to his hot wife and never thought of me again.
Because he didn't actually see you. The sun was in his eyes.
Who asked you anyway? Who asked you, okay? Good for you, J.J. No. Shout out to the Watts. Good family. Kiss FM. Wait, somebody saw Snooki at the airport? What did the text say?
Yeah, there's two texts I gotta read. Because they got me jealous. One said, my husband saw Snooki at the airport.
Well, you're a Jersey Shore fan, DZ. So am I, though.
They saw Nicole, man. Cool. They saw Snooks. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And then the other one, I mean, anybody would be jealous. Says, story goes down in history for my dad. He claims to have seen Halle Berry driving next to him and Mariah Carey at McDonald's in the same week.
Lies!
I'm calling Cap. That's too good to be true.
No. Unless he lives on Hollywood Boulevard.
your dad's got to call in with the story.
Yeah, no way.
I'm just saying.
Come on.
I'm just saying. There's no way.
I was telling the story. Yesterday, I was driving down Watertown Plank in Elm Grove, and I saw J.J. Watt grabbing food. He was carrying food and getting into his truck, and I just got so excited to see him and see a local celebrity, a famous celebrity.
His parents still live here, but it's really cool that he comes home often.
Love it. Shout out to them. So let's go to the phones, because Kim is in Genesee Depot, and she has a celebrity she ran into. Hey, Kim.
Oh, hey, now.
Hey, I actually have two. Sorry, I said one on the phone, but I have two.
Well, who are they? I want to hear both.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's like 10 years ago, I was in New Berlin at the Dickie's Barbecue that used to be there.
Yep, loved it.
And
And I walked in, and I got in line, and then I realized that Gilbert Brown was right in front of me in line.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. I was chatting with him like normal. He's a really, really, really nice guy.
He is. Yeah.
And then when I went out to the parking lot, I realized his truck was in the parking lot, the Gravedigger truck.
Yep, that was
yeah,
insane.
You didn't see
it. You ran into the Gravedigger and there were no signs.
Dude, DZ, do you know how many times I partied with Gilbert Brown in my 20s? Oh, my God. We used to party all the time. Him, Santana, Dotson. We would always be hanging out. I'm sorry, I know this is killing you inside. And I didn't really know much, but my ex-husband was like,
it don't
in
really
heaven.
Matter that I'm a Bears fan, like, yeah, at all, bro. These are athletes. These are guys.
We all the time would be partying with them at that bar inside of, it was the Intercontinental then, now it's the St. Kate.
That's cool.
And we used to hang all the time, and I have many interactions.
A super nice guy.
Super
right?
nice. Yeah, super, yeah, nice, super nice. Super nice.
And then one time, a couple years ago, when I went to see Pink, and the next day, I'm downtown Milwaukee, and I'm walking out, like, in front of Betty Brin, and there's the food carts and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, right downtown. Yep, yep.
Food trucks.
And, yeah, and Pink is right downtown. Yeah. And she had her youngest with him.
Yeah.
And I asked her, and
she's
she said,
mom.
Oh, yeah, we were just at Betty Brin, and mm-hmm. I'm just chatting with her.
Yep.
And I didn't, like, ask for her autograph because I'm not like that.
Yeah.
And she was just getting food and acting like normal. You know
you
what I mean?
Respecting her time. She was with her family.
Well,
yeah,
she's
dude,
a mom.
A mom to mom.
They
right.
get off the stage, right. and they're literally, we joke, they're just like us. They go home.
Yeah.
They have the same problems. They have children they can't stand sometimes and that they love sometimes.
Kids
and
that get hungry at the most inopportune time and then got to go to bathroom like, at the next most inopportune time.
She's
yeah.
working, but she's still a mom. She has to 100%. Go entertain her kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Totally. So that was like the next day after the concert
wow.
and I had already gone through, and then
That's
I
amazing.
Saw her out on the street. But she
amazing.
Said, I went to Betty Brin and this and that with my kids.
Pink's
so.
Going to Betty Brin. Look
oh
at
my
that.
God. Well, thanks for sharing that. That's a great story. You have a great day.
No problem. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. I'm looking at this text that said, I hooked up with Gavin DeGraw after a concert. You know, that's like the third person who's told me that they've hooked up with Gavin DeGraw after. I
no,
swear to God.
No.
You're not the first. I'm trying to be funny. I swear to you, I know literally two other people who have like hooked up with Gavin DeGraw after his concert. Isn't that funny?
From Wisconsin?
Yeah, in Milwaukee. So it's
really?
Different show. He plays here all the time.
I mean, yeah, but
it's
really?
Not, I swear to God. You're
wow.
not the first.
Man,
but you're not
just,
the first
just,
ever with any
just
of these
made
people.
Them not feel those like, dang.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't want to ruin it for you, but
burst their
but
bubble,
I did.
Why don't you?
But I did. Oh, we got to get going. But screw it. We got one more. Lori is calling in Cedarburg this morning. Hey, Lori.
Morning.
What up, girl?
Most famous one I met was Mike McCarthy, the old Packers coach.
Ah, where nice. Was the spotting? Where'd you see him?
So me and my friend were at the Grafton Myers when he was doing the commercials, and he was doing a commercial for the Packers and Myers.
Oh, okay. So he was recording live and in person at a real Myers.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk to him?
And then, no, they kind of kept everybody at distance, but they let a crowd form.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The most famous one my dad met was Paul Newman.
Oh, well, you just
the actor?
Went like,
yes,
like the
actor
salad dressing.
Driver.
No, I think that's Powell Newman.
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, buenos dias.
Give me the update, DZ. What's happening? What's going on?
Yeah, well, update with my knee. You may or may not know I had knee surgery, and I'll spare you all the gruesome details. I know don't everybody like to hear that.
I know. You're still on crutches, though, and it's been like 7 weeks.
Yeah, technically, this is week 8, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 months since having knee surgery back in May, and I'm not as far as I was assuming I would be, hoping I'd be, but I'm also not behind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right on pace to where I should be, and a few things that I haven't done. Driving, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people know that I haven't been driving at all because it's my right leg, so I can't put pressure on that leg to
mm-hmm.
use in a vehicle.
Well, you can't even walk. How would you drive?
Right.
Come on. You can't. We can't walk without crutches, I mean.
Correct, correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not safe for me to walk without crutches
correct.
Yet. Another thing I haven't done, stairs.
You haven't been up any stairs in 7 weeks?
I've used the stair, the 2 steps that it is to get onto like our landing on our side door. But that's it. And that's not stairs. That's not going up and downstairs from our basement.
Yeah, you can't get in your house. You have to go upstairs to get in your house. 2 stairs. Duh.
Yeah. And well, thankfully, we have like a little path and ramp that gives me access to not use steps. So it's like 1 to 2 steps is the most I've had to do, period.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a basement. where our laundry is, where my office is.
You can't go down there.
Where the boy's second playroom
is. You can slide down and then crawl up.
crawl up how? On my knee?
Oh, yeah, no. You'd have to go with your butt up and down. You'd have to go butt-wise and like have your arms behind you like you're doing a push-up on a bench.
Literally. I'd be doing dips up and down the steps to get up and down.
Well, you don't need to go in the basement.
But there hasn't been a major need. But stairs are a part of the rehab and recovery, yeah. Right? So eventually I'm going to need to start doing stairs to regain this strength. Well, think about Pfizer form, bro. I'm doing stairs all the time.
You're screwed. You got to get rid of those crutches. When are the crutches supposed to be gone? Because this was not a normal surgery where you're supposed to be up and at it. It's the rehab takes a long time.
It does take a long time. So I am right at that cusp where I can start to try, right? This week on Wednesday, tomorrow,
yeah.
I have PT in the afternoon. And last week when I had my water therapy for mm-hmm. the first time, I was inquiring, asking about crutches, saying, hey, I've been trying to walk a little bit, whether it's one crutch mm-hmm. or trying to take a couple steps by myself between our room to the bathroom. They looked at me a little mad and said, oh, okay.
They were upset with you. Can I tell you something?
Let's take it back a little bit and we'll try it next week.
I have a confession.
What's the confession?
I didn't really understand what PT, physical therapy, was until my son was in it. Like, I understand what it is, but I'd never really experienced it. Hear people talk about PT.
Yeah.
And when Owen needed it, it was fascinating to me. Like, I went into this room with him at Children's and there's like tons of kids in there doing physical therapy. And I'm like, oh, this is like therapy for your body. Just like I go from my brain. I know this sounds really stupid and obvious, but it wasn't clicking.
I
know what it is, but it's like therapy for your muscles, just like you do therapy for your mind.
You're combining kind of exercising and the mental aspect of it
cool.
Because you have people that are focused and dedicating on what's the mm-hmm. issue.
I just never thought about it or dealt with it or experienced it, you know? I just hear PT. I never was in PT.
But when you're there, when you're in it, you're like, oh.
Oh, this is cool. It's a whole field.
Not just stretching.
Like, these people... They're helping all these kids with injuries and broken legs and knee things. And so it's cool to see.
Relearning how to walk. I was joking about it at first, but I'm genuinely relearning how to walk because they're saying for a while, you're going to have a limp. You might be on, a cane for a hot second. Once I do start driving, I'm going to have to rest my leg somehow because it's building that strength back up. So, the update is slowly but surely, I'm going to get down to one crutch. I'll tell you right now.
No, that's not what they said. That's what you want.
True.
Go on, I want to hear your goal.
The steps are two crutches to one crutch, mm-hmm. one crutch to full weight bearing, and if I can do that and hopefully not use a cane, then I can start trying to drive, start trying to do these other things, because that's what I need. No pain medication, full weight bearing, no crutches before I can even dream of a vehicle.
All right. Well, by the way, whoever said LMAO at the Whispering Alley, I only whisper when I have a confession or I'm embarrassed, okay?
True.
So I was like, DZ, I have something to tell you.
I want to say it out loud.
I didn't know what physical therapy was until I was like 40.
Most people don't.
Thank God.
You think you're
stretching. I didn't
stretching.
Need to.
Yeah, now you know.
Now I know. Well, I hope you get down to one crutch and that they say it's okay, but don't be stupid.
I'm not going to do things
don't
that the
do
doctors tell me not to do. But my goal is that by next week, y'all mm-hmm. will have me on one crutch. Mark my words.
Okay.
Mark them.
Marking them. 8:37. Marking them.
Mark it.
I'm marking it.
It's clocked.
You don't understand. I'm standing on business.
No crutches. At least one crutch.
I actually really want you back. So I'm hoping that it's all positive. I mean, you're back. But I want you back. I want to like run around Summerfest with you like we did 2 years ago. We didn't do that this year. We're not going to be able to do it at the fair.
I didn't get to go to Summerfest at all. I'm not trying to miss the state fair too. You feel me?
I know.
So let's get good so I can get great and be there.
All right. Well, speaking of the fair, let's give away these tickets.
Let's do it.
I can't wait to hear how PT goes tomorrow now that I know what it is.
I'll re-update on PT.
Thank you, because I want to know, and I want you down to one crutch and then zero. In the meantime, I'll come get you.
Yeah. If needed, I'm accepting more and more help from the people around
good.
Me.
Good.
But it's
good.
I get more stubborn the better I feel because I'm going, all right. Now when I'm laying down, I feel good. It just sucks when I stand up and all that pressure builds and then your other leg gets tired and your arms start to hurt and the crutches suck. And it's the mental...
Then you're angry because you don't have the mobility. That's why people really take for granted being able... We don't understand how much we take for granted being healthy, being able to walk, being able to talk, being able to use our arms.
Yeah.
All the things people... Until you have an injury or you lose something.
Mm-hmm.
And you now have an injury and you're rehabilitating, you're going to be okay. But until you don't have one leg, now you're like, wow, did I take my health for granted? Yeah. It's crazy.
It puts it into perspective, right?
It's crazy, right?
Even not dealing with it, going through the pain and saying, I'm fine, I'll be fine. No, you're not always fine. You should go get checked.
Absolutely. DZ, I'm so proud of you. Look how far you've come.
Yeah, it's been a long, long journey.
You've come.
Thanks.
I'm so proud of you. Growth. We have a contest. We're giving away tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. We're sending somebody to see a Boys to Men.
Correct.
On the Bank 5-9 main stage on August 1st. And I'm just surprised this doesn't happen more. Guess who caller 25 is?
Oh.
Guess who it is?
I mean, come on now.
Mm-hmm. Hey. One of our regulars. Bella in Kenosha.
Da homie.
Wepa.
I know this was not set up.
No, it was not, but I'm serious. I'm surprised our regulars don't win more
often.
How much they call in. True. Like, this is actually like, wait, why don't you guys win more? Hold
they
on.
They want a theme song.
Yeah,
they
why don't we win more?
I don't know.
I win once a year, and it's for the state fair.
It really is, honestly.
Oh, she did win.
She did win last year.
Wait a second.
For the fair.
That's crazy.
That's funny.
I'm so excited, honestly.
Bella, we're going to have a good time. Now I'm excited because you're going to be at the show too, girl.
Yep.
And I hung out with her last year at the fair. She met Nature Boy, remember?
I do remember.
In the month of August, we had a good time. So
it's our anniversary.
It's our anniversary. All right. Well, Bella, the good news is you're going to the fair.
Bye-bye.
And you're going to see Boys to Men. But we're excited for you. And then we'll have tickets again tomorrow, same time. But Bella, I'm actually glad you're on the phone because DZ and I talked about something this morning. I want to address it very quickly with you.
Oh, yes. And it involves you and all the other regulars, too. So listen
correct.
Up.
Okay. We had a regular call in and I was like, where you been? And they're like, oh, I was on vacation. And so I looked at DZ and I went, you know what we need? Everyone needs to get a permission slip and check out before they leave. Like, if you're going to be a regular on this show, I need tabs on you.
Yep.
If you're in the hospital, I need a note. If you're going to go to the doctor, I need a sick note. If you're going to go on vacation, I need your vacation. I need you to put in for PTO.
Yeah,
and I got you.
Literally. Because I think they
need to put in. If they're going to be a regular, they need to put in.
I looked at you and I was they didn't ask mom and dad for permission to leave.
Sure didn't.
You got your permission slip? Because they said, we're going to be gone. This is what happened. We're going to be gone for a few days.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh, well, at least we now know because you're going to be gone. You don't call. We're not going to get weirded out and feel like you hate us now. So since you're telling us, since you got your permission slip signed, you've got clearance. You've got permission to go. Have a good vacation. We'll see you when you get back.
Exactly.
That's genius.
Anybody can be a regular. You just have to call in 5 days in a row, but it's really hard and it's really hard to get in. And Bella knows.
It's dedication.
Yeah. I mean, I got my theme song back when y'all only had like 2 phone lines.
That's right. You're one of the OGs.
Right.
That's right.
We had 3, actually. Thank you. Now we have 8. Thank you very much.
But she's going, listen, we only had 3 chances to make these lines work. Now we've got way more. And it's still just as hard, if not harder.
And if you don't call it, I think you should be losing your theme song. If you don't call for a certain amount of time and you don't get your permission slip signed,
I agree.
You're getting bounced.
No, there's some people that I would like to cut who we haven't talked to in a year.
Allie and DZ Truancy, if you don't hit us up, if you don't know where you're at, if you don't have a medically or a parent excused absence,
like,
we don't have to
Jackie
cut you.
And Brookfield, where you been?
Where you been?
Yeah.
Evan and Hale's Corners? What the hell?
What you doing?
I mean, where have you been?
Do you love us anymore?
I'm looking at these names. Where is LaToya? Where's LaToya in Milwaukee? Her husband is a Milwaukee firefighter. Where the hell are you?
What happened to Evan and Hale's Corners?
Seriously, that's what I just said.
Where's everybody?
Jeez, I don't know.
Dan?
You better check in, otherwise you're getting checked out.
East Troy? What's up?
What happened to Sergio? Sergio, you can't just be my friend on Snapchat. You have to call in.
Yeah.
I know he's alive.
Where's LaToya?
Where are they? Whoops. I have another confession.
What's up with you in confessions today?
I don't know. I'm on a roll.
What's in your water?
I didn't know Rosé, who sings that song with Bruno Mars, I didn't know she was a member of Blackpink. And honest to God, so I saw people were at the Blackpink concert in Chicago because they were posting on social media.
All excited.
So I'm watching people's stories and they're all there. Some people have their kids. Some people are there for fun. I'm like, who knew Blackpink could sell out Soldier Field? Looks pretty packed. And I didn't. And then I'm watching these stories and I see Rosé come out and I'm like, wait, Rosé's in Blackpink? I'm like, how have I never known this or tied the knots?
She's
no
a
wonder.
New artist still, it all you know? Makes,
but she is or she isn't. It's like, you know, Beyonce coming out of Destiny's Child, you know? Like, I feel like I should have known that. So I was watching people's stories going, ha ha. I just tied the knot.
Made the connection.
Or the dots, whatever I'm trying to say.
No.
I didn't realize that. I really didn't know she was in Blackpink. Did you know that?
No, I don't know Rosé's music
thank you.
Like that.
I feel better now. Now I feel better because we're on the radio. I think it's cool, though.
You know how many artists come out, all the music that comes out, all of the people that are in groups, are in groups, the K-pop, you know, whether she's like Australian and New
Zealand.
She
is Australian, yeah.
Like Australian
or New Zealand,
yeah. And Korean or whatever. Like they have music that and artists that we have never, ever ever heard of.
Well, and it makes sense why when she came out, the crowd went crazy because she's now, you know, on her own with Bruno. That's cool. So anyway, I just had to say that. Okay, moving on to the real thing I want to talk to you about, Rosé or Blackpink. I wanted to talk to you about things that I've had it with my children saying I'm embarrassing. Can we talk about this? Because I think I'm a cool mom.
You're at that mode, though. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, you're not cool no more.
They're 11 and 13. They're going to turn 12 and 14 in September and October. God help us. And maybe it was this past weekend, Hudson got really mad at me. You want to hear what they said? They say I'm embarrassing, and I'm going to tell you the examples of what they say is embarrassing.
Is this embarrassing, like in public or at home?
Mm-hmm. Hudson said, "I embarrassed him because when I went to pick him up at his friend's house, he was at a hangout, and right down the street. And he said, 'I'm ready.' I go pick him up. I pull into Miles' driveway. Shout out Miles! And Hudson runs out from the house and gets in the car
because you let him know you were here.
Yeah, I texted him. I said, 'I'm here. Come out.' Well, Miles' dad was in the front yard talking to the neighbor.
Okay.
So when I backed out, I rolled down the window and I go, 'Thanks for letting Hudson play. See you later.'
Normal.
And he said, 'See ya.' And he waved and we pulled off and Hudson goes, 'Mom, that's so embarrassing. You didn't need to roll down and say bye to his dad.' I go, 'I didn't.'
That's kind of courteous.
It was kind of just like, 'Thanks for letting my kid play.' He's like, 'You're respectful. So embarrassing.' Like if I sing or I dance, they're like, 'You're so embarrassing.
They're over
in
you.
Public. Oh, they can't stand me. Well, then I'm getting my hair done. And my hairstylist, Christy, told me that her daughter got invited to a graduation party. And it was an Evite. And as soon as they got the Evite, she looked and she said, 'You want to go?' Yeah. So she RSVP'd and her daughter goes, 'Mom, you can't RSVP right away. That's embarrassing.' And she was like, 'What?
Why is that? What?'
Her daughter was mad she RSVP'd too quick. Too thirsty, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my
Even
gosh.
Though you're going to go, you can't. And her mom was like, 'What are you talking about? I'm sorry. The stuff kids get embarrassed by? Do I sound old? Or is this stuff dumb?
You're just in a different mode.
Is this dumb?
My life isn't there yet. You know, we've got
babies.
We got a 2-year-old, a soon-to-be 2-year-old, and a soon-to-be 4-year-old this week, 2 days away.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have this. They're embarrassing us still, right? They think we're embarrassing them, but they're embarrassing us.
You just nailed it. When they're little, they embarrass you. When they're
Once they hit that 10, 11, 12, you start to embarrass them.
You have no idea how many times I would chase like Owen around a restaurant running and I'd be mortified. Like when you say they embarrass us, they embarrass us. That's
exactly
right. You're right.
The main cue. You're right. Sammy's in this mode where if he's not in the cart or holding somebody's hand, he is liable to run.
Really?
Go. They're embarrassing me right now, so I low-key can't wait until I have the moment to embarrass them because, the get-back's going to be real.
Embarrassing things, that dumb stuff your kids got embarrassed by or that they embarrassed you, 414-533-1037, because there are people with littles who know exactly. I know exactly. You're taking me backwards.
The only time
Sammy
gets embarrassed by us when we're trying to take a picture that he doesn't want to take. Then it's no. No, I don't
want
to.
What is it with pictures? Like, why do... Let me tell you something. My kids have their phones all day. They take pictures and videos all day. And the second I want to take a picture...
Now it's corny.
Don't take a picture!
No, don't look at me. Now
you're
it's corny.
You're so embarrassing.
What is
unbelievable.
Hey, listen, the quid pro quo on embarrassment, it's a nice, healthy back and forth. I'm not in the I'm embarrassing mode yet. I'm chomping at the bits to be.
Well, get ready.
Oh, I can't wait.
Everything I do is embarrassing to these guys. All I did was say bye to his friend's father.
The normal thing to do
and
when
I
you
mortified
pick
somebody
him.
Up. Yeah, thank you. It's called manners.
It's called courtesy.
It's called hello.
You're
so embarrassing. I don't know why I'm whispering so much today.
It's a lot of admissions being made here on Kiss FM.
It is 103.7 Kiss FM. I do see everybody texting in about kids being embarrassing. Either they embarrass you like DZs because they're young.
They're little.
or they are embarrassed by you, like mine, who are teens now.
A little older.
Mm-hmm. Michelle in Milwaukee said, daughter swears everything is embarrassing. Oh, I see. I'm trying to read this.
Oh, honestly, we see it with our niece right now. Our niece slash goddaughter, Alea. Oh, my goodness.
All the time?
Well, she's now in the teen stage. She's about to be a freshman in high school. She's getting mm-hmm. her learner's permit soon. Oh, my goodness. Lord, help us all.
Oh, that's scary.
So it's one of them things where now mom, Caitlin is embarrassing.
So embarrassing. Well, Gina.
Mom, stop.
Gina's in Milwaukee. Hey, Gina.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you have a kid that's embarrassed by you as well? You feel my pain or what, girl? Because I think I'm pretty cool, what? Okay?
Well,
you are cool.
Thank you, DZ.
He's not a kid anymore.
Damn
so
it.
He's in his early 20s. So oh, I hate to tell you, but it's not a quick phase. It'll
oh,
last
no.
a while.
Dang.
Oh, no.
When does it stop? What are they not? Because, I mean, I guess I'm still embarrassed by my parents.
I was going to say, I think right? my parents are okay now in my 30s, but don't mean I think they're cool.
Never. Never were they
they're
cool.
They're still a little
they
embarrassing.
Were, they were never cool.
They still think I'm their baby.
Right.
This is why they're
right.
embarrassing.
They're so embarrassing.
Did we just find out the answer?
Are you telling me this goes into your 20s, Gina?
Well, think about it. All the sports and activities your kids play, yeah. you know these people.
True.
And as your kids grow older, so do theirs. So you have a lot in common.
True.
And you're always running into people.
Yep. Yep.
So it could be at a grocery store. The biggest thing is, oh, my God, would you stop talking to everyone?
Everybody.
What?
I hated
so apparently
that.
I can have no friends.
That's yes. They do that to me. Or have you ever seen DZ Hudson grab my arm and try to pull me away?
Try to yank you?
He's probably did that at your house because he wanted to leave.
Yeah.
And I was, like, talking to you guys. I've had him physically pull me away when I'm like, I'm having a good time. I'm talking.
And that flashed me back to when I was a kid doing that to my mom at the
yep.
store. Because I'm like, Mom, we don't go down one aisle without you not stopping to talk to somebody. Please.
Be quiet.
Please.
And now we know why you're outgoing, DZ.
I'm going to the car.
Dad, the apple doesn't fall far.
It really don't.
Oh, man.
So
well,
true.
Gina, thanks for sharing the trauma that I've got 10 more years to go. Thank you very much.
At least 10 more.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Love you. Back.
Love
bye,
you. Bye.
Gina.
Well, DZ, don't worry. Someone's here for you as well. Also on the phone, we have Ashley in Waukesha, and she's got littles.
She's got a support group for the embarrassing littles.
How often do they embarrass you, Ashley? Seriously.
Oh, pretty often. I could probably tell you about a million stories, but I'll
yep.
stick to one.
Oh, great.
I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Oh, so. Just so close to
girl,
what DZ has.
Girl, say less.
Yeah.
Well, go on,
no,
go
tell
on,
us
go
what
on.
Happened.
So we were in Metro Market one time mm-hmm. when my daughter was probably about 2.5.
Yep.
And my husband and I drink a lot of sparkling water, and,
okay.
you know, sometimes my husband drinks beer.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting my husband, a 4-pack of beer, and,
yeah.
she points at it as we're at the register and goes, Daddy's water. And I'm like, oh, my
oh,
God.
No. Oh, no. Oh, they think our dad drinks.
And he does, yeah. because of you.
Yeah, he does, but they think, like, oh, Daddy's drinking this, like, water. So,
well, at least they thought it was water.
Like,
I mean, let's hope they don't take
girl.
A drink. Make sure they don't drink out of it.
And that's the mistake because then you go, well, this is why I shouldn't call it an adult soda or dad's
yep.
water because now they're thinking, oh, well, I drink water. I can have some of dad's water.
They're like, look at that Sprite over there. They're like, oh, my God.
Dad's Sprite don't taste the same.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad yep. that your daughter let everyone in the liquor store know he's an alcoholic. That was so nice of her. Thank
Sprite
you.
Lies.